Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank, the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. Well, the Indians and the White Sox will begin tonight's series, a three-gamer, followed by Toronto. And before we talk baseball, our daily medical update, but you do have news on Michael Brantley, correct?
Yeah, Michael had the procedure done in Texas. Dr. Meister, Schick and Dance from the Indians assisted, and by all accounts, everything went fine. The medical people put out a release just because there's some big words, and so I don't screw it up. But basically, it's a four-month rehab. And, you know, the good side of that is there's plenty of wiggle room for Michael to be ready for spring training, not be, like, limited. Because, you know, he'll need a full spring training because he's missed so much. But knowing Michael, he'll do his job, and he'll be raring to go. And this has been a lot for him. He's had a tough year, and, you know, everybody kind of feels for him. But he'll find a way to dig deep, and he'll be ready to go.
Tito, it's amazing to me, maybe not to you, because you guys are so used to the next man up, and you have to have that theory when you're a coach or a manager. But to do what you've done without arguably your best all-around player, that's pretty incredible.
Well, and it's not that we don't care or miss him, because it's both. There's no getting around that. But you also can't spend any time feeling sorry for yourself. And again, that doesn't mean you don't care. But when the guys aren't playing, you have to find a way to get it done. And our guys have done a very good job of doing that. At times, you know, we mix and match a little bit. Sometimes, you know, Rajay's played, you know, three out of four games for the most part of the whole year and done well. Naquin, Chiz, I mean, Ramirez, now Guyer. And that's the way we'll continue to do it. And because Brantley, you just threw him out in left field. You hit him third and you let him go. We can't necessarily do that, but that's okay. It doesn't mean we can't be successful.
Well, you mentioned Brandon Guyer. Maybe because the Indians do not have any left-handed starters, I truly never remembered watching him play from when the Indians took on Tampa Bay. I didn't realize he was this good a hitter.
Well, one of the reasons is because we didn't bring Crockett in because we didn't want him to hit. But, he's got like a 950 OPS against lefties, and he can do some damage. And that's good because it's nice having a guy not only to play against lefties but sitting on the bench, because now we have Raj and Guyer. We don't have to pick who we're going to hit for. You know, other managers know that. So it gives us a lot of balance in our outfield right now.
Terry, and that's kind of been the key to this club all year, isn't it? The flexibility, the balance that you have had from maybe past seasons here in Cleveland?
It's always important, I think. And for the most part, since I've been here, we have. We went through a little stretch this year where we didn't. It was after that game in Toronto, and we knew it, but you just can't fix it that day. And it takes a little while sometimes for things to kind of get going in the right direction. But we're back now where we do have that balance. And now, and again, it doesn't guarantee you're going to win, but you feel like, well, we'll go do this, and then if they do this, we can do this. And then if you're good enough, you win.
Well, I know we've talked about the White Sox a bunch because we see them so much. They have to be the best sub-500 team in baseball.
I know, and I know they're probably trying to scratch their heads too, figuring out what's going on, because you look at them and you think, man, they're good. They're really good. And I keep thinking, and we talked about this yesterday. We talked about it last month. We talked about it last year. I think the acquisitions they got were outstanding. It just hasn't worked like they wanted it to yet. And for God's sakes, I hope it doesn't work for the next 3 days. But they've made some good moves.
Well, and Tito, your club is playing well again. I know you lost yesterday, but that it almost felt like a playoff game, just the way the intensity was and how every pitch kind of had you on the edge of your seat late in the ball game. This club looks like it's really gotten itself going in the right direction again.
You know, you're right. We lost, and nobody wants to lose, but it was just a loss. It wasn't a loss we gave away. Like you said, there was some excitement there the last inning. I mean, that was a guy throwing 98 miles an hour. You know, during Knapp's at bat, I was so fired up because that's a hard at bat for him. And he found a way to work a walk. And, you know, we had Carlos Santana, the one guy that can probably catch up with that. He ended up striking he and Kip out. But, I mean, I was excited. That's a, you know, for a Monday afternoon makeup game in August, that was a pretty exciting game. And, you know, you're not going to win all those. But you give yourself a chance to, and you're going to. I mean, Tomlin, it was nice to see Tomlin come back and be crisp. You know, he gave up the two home runs in the sixth, but other than that, that lineup, you know, we talked about it before, and they're coming off the heels of a 17-run game, so they're feeling good about themselves. That's a tough day to pitch.
That is Tri-Manager Terry Francona on the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Indians and White Sox coming up on the Indians Radio Network.